I do have a brief message tonight. I'm going to ask us all to turn to Psalm 11, the 11th Psalm. Once again, in fact, to the Psalm that was my scheduled reading for the day, my scheduled Psalm today, Psalm 11. This is a short Psalm written by King David that I actually expounded on briefly in a message about over a year ago in dealing with the so-called coronavirus pandemic, about which I also need to bring an update this evening also, because there have been several developments in the last few days that I believe we all need to be aware of in regard to the so-called pandemic. And so it's actually very fitting that this psalm was part of my scheduled Bible reading for today. Verse 3 of Psalm 11 reads as follows. If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? And this verse, as most of us know, is often cited to warn us against allowing the wicked to destroy our foundations. I've heard this verse cited to warn us against allowing the wicked to trample on the U.S. Constitution, something that many Christians or those who call themselves such wrongly see as the foundation of our freedom and liberty. I talked about that a couple weeks ago on July 4th. When the fact of the matter is that for all practical purposes, really, in many ways, the U.S. Constitution has become almost null and void, because the socialists in this nation decades ago found many ways to circumvent, do an end run around it, and to ignore the U.S. Constitution altogether, which is why there are so many blatantly unconstitutional programs and policies that really have become the modus operandi and standard operating procedure of the federal government in Washington, D.C. Another fact is that as Christians, the U.S. Constitution is not our foundation and never was the source of our liberty. Because, as we know, our rights and our liberties come directly from God, and they, as they are found plainly written in His Word. But then further, the very notion that David, in this verse of this psalm, is perhaps lamenting the erosion of Christian liberty, or the way the wicked are trying to destroy our foundations, that David would lament that and say, oh, if they do that, what can I do? That very notion, it really is a gross misinterpretation and misapplication of this verse, having quoted it completely out of context. And I always hear it quoted out of context in that fashion. The fact is that this psalm is a response, perhaps to someone close to David who was trying to get him to run away in fear. And so let's look at the verse in context. Psalm 11, the note at the top says to the chief musician, a psalm of David. The introduction says that. First, David says in verse 1, in the Lord put I my trust. Then he asks a question of those who are trying to put him in fear. How say you to my soul? How say you to my soul? Flee as a bird to your mountain. For lo, the wicked bend their bow and make ready their arrow upon the string, that they may privily shoot at the upright in heart. Then he says, verse 3, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Rightly understood, verse 3 here is actually a part of the question that David begins in verse 1, which is in effect, how dare you tell me to flee as a bird to my mountain? Why are you telling me to flee? David says here, don't tell me to flee from the wicked. I don't care if they bend their bow against me and prepare their arrows to shoot at me. He's saying here, don't tell me there's nothing I can do when the wicked try to destroy my foundation. His point here is not that we should be concerned about our foundations being destroyed. But in fact, it's the very opposite. And my point here tonight is that we don't need to worry about the wicked destroying our foundations if our foundation is in the right place on the Lord Jesus Christ. Notice that David is not so naive as to deny in this psalm that the wicked are, in fact, bending their bow and making their arrows ready to shoot at the upright in heart. David never buried his head in the sand and ignored the problems that were confronting him. He did, we know, at one time in his life when the anointed king of Israel wanted him dead. He did then flee into hiding in the wilderness. But now, when this psalm was written, at that time David being king instead, at whatever the occasion was that inspired this psalm, David said he had no reason to flee as a bird to his mountain. Instead, he opens the psalm by saying, in the Lord put I my trust. And if our trust is in the Lord, then our house is built on a sure foundation that cannot be destroyed. And so in response to the claim of the lowly or the fearful that say, well, The wicked are prospering everywhere we look. They're tearing down our foundations and there's nothing we can do. What can we do? As some may say in our day, you know, the wicked control the media, which we know they do, and they control the banks, they control the economy, and they have intentionally brought this economy to ruin. They've convinced the whole world that there's this pandemic out there caused by this little virus that's allegedly killing millions, and so we ought to wear our face masks or take their vaccines or else go into hiding. There are many in our world today who do not know the Savior or who are not fully trusting in Him, and yet they see the evil plans of the devil's crowd. A lot of New Agers see what's going on. They don't want to take the vaccine. And so they say, well, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? To which David replies in verse 4, the Lord is in His holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes behold, He knows what's going on here. His eyelids try the children of men. The Lord trieth the righteous also, by the way, but the wicked and him that loveth violence, his soul hateth. Upon the wicked he shall rain snares, fire, and brimstone, and a horrible tempest. This shall be the portion of their cup. For the righteous Lord loveth righteousness, and his countenance doth behold the upright. I love that last verse there, that last phrase in verse 7. His countenance doth behold the upright. That means that the upright shall see his face, the face of the Lord. In other words, it means that the Lord makes his face to shine upon them. As in Numbers chapter 6, where Aaron and his sons, the priests, were instructed to bless the children of Israel with these words. Numbers 6, verse 24 says, the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make His face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. Verse 26 of Numbers 6 says, the Lord lift up His countenance upon thee and give thee peace. That word countenance means the expression on His face. And here it's favorable. That phrase in verse 7, His countenance doth behold the upright, means the blessing of the Lord will be upon them. It's a great phrase. I love this psalm. This is a great psalm to remember in days like these when the wicked are indeed most certainly bending their bows against us. They are indeed rewriting history and they're attacking the very principles of liberty and freedom and privacy and hard work that we were once taught this nation was built on. The so-called movers and shakers of this world who run the devil's globalist cabal in league with Satan himself are indeed trying to shake the foundations of global society to work their so-called Great Reset and bring their new world order to fulfillment. And like David, we can't turn a blind eye to the schemes of the devil's crowd. And in fact, we do need to be well aware of those schemes so that we can take prudent steps to avoid them or fend them off, and so as not to be in fear when the attacks come from the devil and his crowd. As we talked a few weeks back, we read in Proverbs 22, verse 3, and also Proverbs 27, verse 12, that a prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself, as the simple pass on and are punished. And we should do what we can to prepare ourselves for days ahead and be wise. As Paul says also in 2 Corinthians 2, verse 11, lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. We're not to be ignorant of the devil's devices or let him get an advantage over us. And so in this regard, I do want to mention for tonight a few recent developments that we do need to be aware of. Over the last year, I have brought several messages exposing the lies of the entire COVID-19 narrative, the hyped up numbers, the alleged deaths that were not caused by COVID-19. And as this whole thing was actually spawned and orchestrated globally through the UN and the World Health Organization, having been planned for years, we've also actually exposed from Moderna's own website the makeup and the mechanics of these wretched mRNA vaccines, as they were actually developed to alter human genetics and to reprogram how human DNA functions within every cell of the human body. Very dangerous concept and completely unnecessary. And in my mind, anyone who hears but then ignores the data showing the entire scamdemic to be a fraud in the first place, and who in that type of ignorance believes the lies of the controlled media that their life is endangered by this little flu virus, but who also ignores the risks and dangers posed by the vaccines themselves, which, by the way, I'll show you, have caused more deaths in recent days than the alleged virus itself. Those who trust these, I believe those who trust these wicked pharmaceutical companies, all of which were founded and funded by the Rockefeller Foundation and Company, Bill Gates Foundation included, those who trust these companies, the wicked, the devil's crowd, to actually reprogram every cell in their body simply because the government says so, is an absolute fool, I do believe. For these reasons, however, we do see also that resistance to the vaccines has mounted. Many people are rightly refusing to comply, to fall in line and get their jab, because of which the devil's cabal is actually most agitated and beginning to threaten and to use stronger measures to prepare and to possibly force these vaccines upon the entire population of planet Earth. That's clearly the goal of these monsters. I have several developments I want to mention briefly that I think we need to be aware of, and I'm just going to do so by reading a few brief excerpts from a few articles I'm going to post up for you to see also. First mention, let me just go ahead and do a share screen. Here's the first article. I'm not going to read the whole thing. I'm just going to read a brief excerpt. This is a New York Post article of July 6th. 2 days after America celebrated their so-called liberty and independence, Joe Biden unveiled his absurd plan to send teams out into neighborhoods to knock on doors and coax people into getting the vaccine. So this New York Post article says President Joe Biden announced Tuesday his administration would step up efforts to get Americans vaccinated against COVID-19 with a new program that would go door to door, literally knocking on doors, urging people to get the shots. During his remarks, the president said, "We need to go community by community, neighborhood by neighborhood, and oftentimes door to door, literally knocking on doors to encourage vaccination." Well, so they're going to be door knockers like we are. By the way, we need to go door knocking too. So he'd asked me if I could go this weekend. I can't go door knocking, but next weekend I plan to. The article says, "Those knocking on doors will offer information about the safety and effectiveness of the vaccine." And when asked about whether the administration would halt or slow initiatives to convince Americans to take the vaccine now that the remaining holdouts seem unwilling, Press Secretary Psaki said that efforts would continue, but she did rule out any federal mandates for now. Next article I want to show you here, DHS training program prepares for rural lockdowns, mass quarantines for unvaccinated Americans. Now, this is a Liberty Bell article that cites to an InfoWars article, so I take it with a grain of salt, but it says, if you think COVID is over, you better think again. By now, you've likely heard about the Delta variant and how it's so much more infectious and contagious than the original COVID-19 virus. This is the government preparing America for what's to come in the fall, this article says. After we've all enjoyed our summer and have gone back to normal, things are going to get much, much worse, says this article. Not only are we going to be facing lockdowns and quarantines again, but the federal government appears to have plans to go after the unvaccinated. According to a website by the Rural Domestic Preparedness Consortium, a training provider for the Department of Homeland Security, a program called, quote, MGT 433, Isolation and Quarantine for Rural Communities, is instructing DHS authorities, Department of Homeland Security, on how to round up unvaccinated Americans to place them at mass quarantine centers. And they show a screenshot of this program. Will they be transporting unvaccinated Americans on boxcars, perhaps, like they did in Nazi Germany, the Jews, etc.? So that's enough of that article. I'm going to move on here. Next article I want to point you to, France, to make COVID jabs mandatory for many, life totally impossible without COVID passport, this article says. Compulsory COVID vaccination for health workers and extended sanitary passport requirements are the most spectacular measures announced this Monday evening by Emmanuel Macron, France's globalist president. The announcements were made during a televised speech during which the French president made clear that all the new measures have a single objective, to get more and more citizens to choose to receive the experimental vaccine. If that does not work, making the jab compulsory for all may be considered. But Macron wants more than that. He says in order to stop even more dangerous variants from making an appearance, he said, an immense project needs to be implemented to vaccinate the world, he says here. Moreover, Macron explicitly refused to rule out compulsory vaccination for all French people, etc., etc. Another article here, breaking. Biden regime announces plan to surveil and censor all Americans' private text messages. This is very interesting. This came out 3 days ago, July 12th, another Liberty Bell article. And again, citing to an InfoWars article as its source. But that article cited to Politico. The article says July 12th, the Democratic National Committee apparently wants to see SMS carriers. SMS, that's basically cell phone message carriers, to go through all their users' private text messages and scan them so they can, quote, dispute private conversations that criticize COVID-19 vaccines, according to a new report from Politico. So they want your cell phone provider to monitor your text messages, and if you are saying something contrary to the COVID narrative, then they're going to interrupt you just like you see on Facebook these days and et cetera, or YouTube, with their COVID narrative. Continuing, this massive bombshell is somewhat hidden in the middle of an article that was published on Politico and stated that the DNC, Democratic National Committee, along with other groups that are allied with Joe Biden, want to, quote, engage fact-checkers more aggressively and work with SMS carriers in order to refute any private conversations if the individuals involved dare to question the current narrative pushed by the political establishment, etc. So that's an interesting development there. Next, see, and this is all happening. We're hearing all these things, even as this article came out just 2 days ago, that deaths caused by the vaccines have skyrocketed. There have been more deaths in recent days from the vaccine than from the virus itself. This article here says, this is from July 13th, data released today by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention included 9,049 reports of deaths across all age groups following COVID vaccines, an increase of more than 2,000 deaths compared with the previous week. So 2,000 deaths in the last week. The data comes directly from reports submitted to the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, or VAERS. This is a government reporting service. VAERS is a primary government-funded system for reporting adverse vaccine reactions in the U.S. So this is a government report. This week's data for 12 to 17-year-olds shows that there were 13,385 total adverse events, including 801 rated as serious and 9 reported deaths among 12 to 17-year-olds. That's in the last week. The most recent reported death includes a 13-year-old boy with a previous history of COVID who suffered cardiac arrest and died 17 days after vaccination with Pfizer. By the way, Pfizer is the main culprit here in all of these reports. So
about that is that VAERS, my understanding from what I've heard, that VAERS is pretty much unknown by any mainstream doctors. They don't even know that agency exists for them to report the adverse reactions.
So these are only the few that do get reported.
Yeah, and the percentage actually comes out to like 1%. And so these numbers are probably like 1% of what's actually happening. I'll try to find a source on that.
That'd be good. I'd appreciate that. So this is all, this data here is just for 17-year-olds. And here we have down here for all age groups show that 22% of deaths were related to cardiac disorders. 50% of those who died were male, 45% female, etc. 398 reports of Guillain-Barre syndrome, etc. Now, most of these deaths and reactions are caused by the Pfizer vaccine, but here then, in spite of that, Pfizer says boosters need it. They want everyone to take a Pfizer booster now, a third shot. So Pfizer wants to sell more of these vaccines. And despite all this, see, none of these facts are being reported in the control media. None of them. And instead, they're all being covered up to continue with the agenda. And despite all these reports of deaths and injuries, this news just came out today, actually, on all news outlets about this release here from the Surgeon General. This is, here it is from his own website, straight from the horse's mouth, as they say, or perhaps from its other end in this case. U.S. Surgeon General issues advisory during COVID-19 vaccination push, warning American public about threat from health misinformation. U.S. Surgeon General Dr. Vivek Murthy, I think he's a Hindu, is issuing the first Surgeon General's advisory of this administration to warn the American public about the urgent threat of health misinformation. like what we're giving out tonight. Health misinformation, including disinformation, have threatened the U.S. response to COVID-19 and continue to prevent Americans from getting vaccinated, prolonging the pandemic and putting lives at risk. And the advisory encourages technology and social media companies to take more responsibility to stop online spread of health misinformation. Well, I wonder if the office here of Health and Human Services, I wonder if they regard the VAERS reporting system as misinformation. I don't think they can call that misinformation. During the COVID-19 pandemic, Americans have been exposed to a wide range of misinformation, they say, about masks, social distancing, treatments, and vaccines. Well, the misinformation is coming, disinformation is coming from the government, not from these alternate sources. I'll send you guys copies of these things. I'm going to stop the share screen at this point. I have no doubt that actually every message we have posted online about the COVID-19 scamdemic would, under this proclamation here, be considered an urgent threat. Call these things an urgent threat. And it's these types of urgent threats and the messages we post online probably that the beast will attempt to silence in days to come. And these are just a few of the developments that we're seeing that clearly show us the globalist cabal is not going to let this scamdemic go away. I have a report, actually, from the Rockefeller Foundation. It was written back in 2010. I wanted to share that. I just didn't have time tonight. But it just lays out the entire plan for what exactly they're doing with this pandemic. Lays it out step by step. And they're just following that plan to the T. It's amazing. I need to share that with you guys. I should have done that tonight, I guess. But this whole thing was planned out years ago by the Rockefeller Foundation. The entire scenario has been planned and implemented with an agenda, and the agenda is clearly being revealed in the satanic vaccine program. I'm not going to come out and say yet this is the mark of the beast. I don't think it is quite yet. Some are doing that, but there is obviously an agenda with this vaccine. This thing is invented to reprogram how your body works. And we don't know what this thing is going to be programmed to do in 2, 3, or 4 years. And the fact that it was completely experimental, it wasn't tested at all. By the way, Donald Trump at CPAC the other day came out with his speech. He blasts everything Biden's doing except for the vaccine. And he takes credit for the vaccine. Oh, we developed this vaccine, you know, and record time. We did such a great job. He said when the China virus came out. And so he's sticking to the same line. I'm hearing also that the results are coming in from the audits in Georgia and Arizona, and all the Trumpers are saying, well, Donald Trump's going to be back in the White House here soon. Well, if he does, I think perhaps he's just basically, maybe he stepped aside to let Joe Biden be the bad guy for a little while and be the guy that's implementing the vaccine and good cop, bad cop. I think that was Biden's job to really make people want Donald Trump back, but I think the issue was that if Trump is going to be coming back in, I don't know that he will, but if he does, the time wasn't right for him to do whatever he was supposed to do, so he's going to come back in later and maybe do it. So we'll see. Good cop, bad cop. And I just wanted to mention these things and make you aware of them tonight. So as things continue to worsen, I want us all to remember the great truth of this psalm. Psalm 11. Now, even when it appears to the entire world that our foundations are being destroyed, as it will appear more and more in days to come, as the world will be shaken to its core. When those around us, perhaps many that we love, become fearful and they're crying out to us, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? If they say there's this pandemic out there caused by the little virus that's killing millions, so we either have to wear a mask to take these vaccines or go into hiding. You know, if our family members cry at us, wanting us to take these vaccines, we can say like David did in this psalm, in the Lord put I my trust. And if our trust is in the Lord, then our house is built on a sure foundation, and it cannot be destroyed. We can respond like David did, how say ye to my soul, flee as a bird to your mountain. Don't tell me to flee from the wicked. I don't care if they bend their bow against me and prepare their arrows to shoot at me. The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes behold, his eyelids try the children of men. The Lord trieth the righteous, but the wicked and him that loveth violence, his soul hateth. Verse 7 of this psalm, for the righteous Lord loveth righteousness. His countenance doth behold the upright. However bad things get, all we need to do is seek to be righteous and to walk in the center of God's will. And then the blessing of the Lord will be upon us. This psalm, of course, actually has much in common with Psalm 2, the second psalm, where we see how God himself responds to this very same globalist cabal that's trying to rule his planet. This is his planet. We read in Psalm chapter 2, verse 2. The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. But then we read, he that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure. Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. The Lord has his agenda. And his agenda is for the Lord Jesus to rule and reign on this planet. He's not going to surrender this planet to the devil and his cabal. It ain't going to happen. They'll think they have it for a short time. They will have it for a short time. But the Lord is going to reign upon them. He's going to have them in derision. He's going to speak them unto them in his wrath. He's going to rain fire and brimstone upon them. And Jesus is going to reign. The Lord has his agenda. And thank God that we are on the winning side. Amen. That was all I had for you tonight. Brief message. I didn't want to go too long. But I did want to say those things at least. So that was what I had for you tonight. Psalm 11, great psalm. So I'll just go ahead and say a word of prayer to close, and we'll close down the meeting, all right? Let's go ahead and pray. Father in heaven, Lord God, we do thank you for your word. We thank you for the wisdom it gives us. We thank you for the courage it gives us. We thank you, Lord, for the presence of your Holy Spirit with us, the comfort that you give us, Lord, and your powerful presence. And we just thank you, Lord, that the righteous will behold your face, Lord, that you make your face to shine upon us and that you give us your blessing. And we just pray, Lord, that you'd help us to stay in the center of your will, to remember that the safest place for us to be is in the center of your will. Help us to stay there and help us, Lord, to just again to seek your kingdom and your righteousness, knowing that if we do that first, then we'll have everything that we need. We love you, Lord, and we praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.